On Monday morning, the University of Guelph issued a notice of trespass to the pro-Palestine encampment on campus. The U of G had previously given the encampment until Sunday at 8 p.m. to vacate. The encampment leaders are planning a news conference on campus at noon Monday. The encampment set up on campus roughly 6 weeks ago. On Saturday afternoon, the university made a final attempt to have members of the encampment on our campus dismantle and vacate voluntarily. Unfortunately, encampment members have neither dismantled nor vacated. As such, this morning we took the step of serving a legal notice of trespass to members of the encampment, said a news release on the U of G website from President Charlotte Yates. Members of the university community are free to exercise their rights to freedom of expression through peaceful protest, but that does not extend to the indefinite occupation of university property. U of G campus is private property and the unauthorized occupation of Brannion Plaza by the encampment is illegal. Per the notice of trespass, if the encampment does not disband and vacate Brannion Plaza immediately, the university will seek an injunction order from the Ontario Superior Court of Justice. Should the university move to this step and an injunction be granted, encampment members and others would still be free to exercise their rights to freedom of expression through peaceful protest without erecting tents and other structures or occupying university property overnight. The U of G says it has made substantial proposals in response to the demands of the encampment leaders. The encampment's unwillingness to consider anything short of immediate and full divestment dismisses the considerable actions the university is taking in support of fostering a more inclusive and welcoming campus community, said Yates in the release. Requests concerning divestment are currently before an ad hoc committee of the school's Board of Governors.